So I'm delighted today to be joined by James and Orla from Strictly Come Dancing. And I am a fan. I do talk on the radio about Strictly. And your story is a bit of a love story because both professional dancers met in 2000 and then it's been a love story ever since. Dancing kind of lends itself to that, doesn't it, James?
It does. Dancing obviously is up close and personal. I was looking for a partner in 2000.
And you found me,
yeah,
didn't
I did.
You, darling?
I was British champion. Orla was Polish champion.
Yeah.
Flew to Poland, had a little dance with each other, and Orla decided to move to England 2 weeks later, wasn't it?
Yes.
When you were 17.
I packed my bags and I came to England, and yeah, that was the start of everything, really.
It's marvellous. I made her wait a year, though.
Yeah.
I made her wait a year.
Don't want to rush in too much.
No.
I was young, and yes, it was all about dancing for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful to share a passion like that. So, it's the Blackpool for Strictly, and I know that you've been sprinkled with Strictly stardust from the beginning, and I think that stays with you. And I know you're interested, especially on Twitter at the moment.
Yes.
I read your comments, and would you like to be a judge one day, do you think?
I don't think I would ever be a judge on Strictly.
No.
But a judge of some capacity, yeah. I find I'm honest. I just
you
say
are,
it as it is.
You are, because you're, could I say, you're slightly controversial sometimes, possibly, which is good, because
yes.
You say what you think, and you say if underscoring, overscoring, we hear it from you,
yeah,
don't we?
I mean, I normally say what people are thinking, but because the world's gone so PC mad now, maybe perhaps they're too scared to say it, where I just say it.
Yeah, I like that about you.
I know,
and I thought, it's just straight there, isn't it? Aston, I predicted on air to all my listeners, he's going to win. And then he's gone. And I know you were surprised about that as well, weren't you?
Yeah, surprised. And I don't think it's good for the show. You know, yeah, it's a big talking point. But for me personally, I was looking forward to what Aston was going to be performing each
week. Yeah.
Me too.
And I think he's missed on the show. I think that the show's not the same without him now.
Yeah.
I think that Craig ruined Strictly 2017, in my opinion.
I love it. Straight talking. I love straight talking. But that's actually what I think as well. And that's why I said, there you go. It's voting what it is, isn't it? I got an interesting comment from Susan, who's still in there.
Yes.
Because obviously with you two, we know there's real passion. And in dancing, you have to look at each other and that has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And other people who don't have that connection like you do have to kind of make it up. And she says she thinks about macaroni cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
But macaroni and cheese. That's what gets her all fired up.
Right.
Which is a bit unusual. The point I'm making is when you're dancing with other people, which you have to quite a lot, and you have done in your career, you've sort of done a bit of wife swapping,
yes,
haven't you, as well?
Yes, we did with the Logans before.
Yeah,
yes.
So
yes.
Gabby and...
yes, Kenny.
So how do you do that and detach? Because you've got to put your mind in a place where it's not normally going
to
be.
Yeah. Well, it's like acting. You're trying to act the dance, you know, whatever character you're taking on, you act in it. So I suppose you just sort of...
Yeah, you
We've
get used to it,
learned
don't
over
you?
Time
I mean,
to do that, so...
You know, Strictly is not a dating show. You don't necessarily...
No.
Have to
although
be in yeah or,
oh,
exactly
yeah.
But you don't have to be in love or fancy your partner.
No.
If the dance is asking for romance, you have to make the audience believe you are romantically involved. That means you've done your job well.
Exactly. If they're not romantically connected and they made you feel like they are, then that means they did something well in the dance.
And I think that's part of the magic that grips people.
Exactly.
It's actually something that people look forward to every week, that show. It's good that you've been a part of.
Yes.
And you're off on your own tour. Orla, you danced with Paul Daniels, 2010.
Yes.
And of course, with Debbie in it, that must be quite emotional for you, because she's doing brilliantly.
She is doing amazing.
She's doing an amazing job, and I'm sure Paul will be very happy
and very proud
of her. You know, she's done some amazing dances.
Yeah.
Even the first one, the Paso Doble, that stuck in my
head.
Yeah,
she's definitely one of the strongest.
So
contenders.
Yeah, I think he will be very proud of her, and you know, she's doing an amazing job.
She is. And so for this series, romance-wise, we're thinking perhaps Gemma and Gorka. Although they're not dance partners, they're taking selfies. What do you think?
Apparently so.
Listen,
I mean, I'm not there.
We don't know.
But they're both
okay,
single.
Okay, to make it clear.
So if
so
they
why
are,
not?
Good luck to
and
them.
And just because they're taking selfies, let's not put them together, you know.
But if they are, good
but
luck.
But if they are,
that's what I say.
And
get
both,
it on.
You know. Yes.
That's the thing at the moment. And what do you think? Obviously, you watch Strictly. Do you watch Strictly Take Two? Because sometimes I think that's a little bit silly.
I love Zoe Ball.
She's great.
She's amazing.
She's done so many of them.
But we don't necessarily have time to watch all.
Yes.
Saturday night is the one for me.
It is.
So, yeah, with
that's
It Takes Two,
we don't watch that, do we?
No. I think it's good, but I know I dipped into it the other day and they were throwing balls into cups and asking questions. And really, I like to see the proper dancing. What a theatre it is. It's really, really good. And also Brucey, we miss Brucey, and doesn't you were everyone. heavily involved. Do you think it was a good choice? I mean, I do, that Claudia's coming. They're not trying to replace with someone similar, are they? They're going for someone totally different. She's doing quite well, I think.
I think Claudia's brilliant. Very intelligent lady, very quirky. Yeah. I find her hilarious. She won't be everyone's cup of tea, but you can never, ever please everyone.
No.
I think Claudia's fantastic. So, I think that I was a bit worried at the beginning because I wanted there to be a man on there because I feel ballroom and Latin dancing is about a man dancing with a woman. Mm. And I just felt that you needed that male kind of input. Yeah. But I think Claudia fits in very well because she's quirky. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, she's funny. She's just she is very naturally. A bit nutty, which is quite good, I guess, in my opinion. So you're out on your own. This is the first time, am I right, you're touring together?
First time ever. Yes, in all those years on Strictly. Yeah.
Very
James
exciting.
And Ola Uncensored.
Yes. Yeah, it looks a little bit sort of raunchy, which is good. I mean, are the costumes a little bit out there?
It's going to be a bit more edgy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be more edgy, but nothing that it's, you know, unacceptable or anything like
the
that.
The granny's going to be falling
no.
off.
No. They're going to love it.
It's still going to be family entertainment, but a little bit more edgy, a bit more sexy,
because we
let's
are a
say.
Bit different, a bit edgy. James is very outspoken.
And uncensored, and it could mean a lot of things, couldn't
well,
it?
Well, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Me uncensored is never a good thing. But it'll be fun. And there's a storyline running through it. It's our life. Through dance, so it's going to be really exciting for us as well.
Yeah, and you're starting off in Blackpool.
We start off in Blackpool. James and Ola Uncensored. You can get tickets at jamesandolatour.com. Come and see us.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much. It's lovely, and I'm sure you'll be spreading your magic for years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.